Hello, everybody, and welcome to WDW Radio Live and the WDW Newscast. Today is Wednesday, July 11th, 2012. I am Lou Mongello from WDWRadio.com, helping you enhance your enjoyment and appreciation of Walt Disney World through the podcast, audio tours, trivia books, and tonight's live show. Again, coming to you from Japan here in Epcot. I am excited tonight because we have a new sponsor. I want to welcome to the show, and it is Basque Skincare. They are the leading maternity and new mother skincare line. And you may be asking yourself, what does skincare have to do with Walt Disney World other than the fact that I like my skin to be smooth and silky and creamy for when I do this? But really, Basque Skincare actually is now collaborating with Disney to create a new line of skincare products for mom and kids, inspired by a classic attraction. No, it's not the Haunted Mansion. It's a Small World. And there's products like Dream and Share and Touch, and they're all hypoallergenic. They are great for skin, for mom and kids and ladies and gentlemen probably too. You can visit their website over at BasqueNYCitsASmallWorld.com to learn more. I'll link to it, obviously, in this week's show notes. More importantly, they have a special just for WW Radio listeners. This month, they're offering 20% off your entire purchase when you use the code WDW, that stands for Walt Disney World. Again, visit BasqueItsASmallWorld.com. Even better yet, you'll enjoy this, Susanna. They're looking for product reviewers. So if you friend them on Facebook, it's facebook.com/BasqueNYC, post your favorite It's a Small World story or inspiration, you may receive a free It's a Small World product to review and post it on their Facebook page. You can be a guest reviewer and get free products. And nothing is better than free.
Oh, I love free.
So again, thanks to Basque NYC for sponsoring tonight's newscast. So let's get into this week's Walt Disney World news. Let's get the non-food stuff out of the way first and save the best for last. Because registration is now open for Disney's 5th anniversary of the Princess Half Marathon Weekend. Susanna from Zanaland.com, I'm sure, is going to be participating February 22nd to 24th, 2013, whether you run for yourself or somebody else that you love or cherish, you really can get the royal treatment. I don't know why I'm looking at you because you've never run a day in your life. I'll look at you instead. But on the course, you're going to find your Disney friends and that's right. You can run from Scott Otis alongside your favorite Disney princesses along the way. You run through Cinderella Castle at the Magic Kingdom, near Spaceship Earth over at Epcot. It's a 5th anniversary, and a special 5th anniversary finisher medal. And you don't need to be a princess. You could be a prince or a jester or whatever it is that you are if you want to participate. There's also the Royal Family 5K for the whole family. And there's also Run Disney Kids races as well, too. In addition to that, you also have a chance to now sign up for the Disney Princess Half Marathon in 2013. They also have a new commemorative medal there as well. You can visit RunDisney.com. You can also find out about the commemorative tiara medal that's going to be revealed in the next few months as well, too. The Princess Marathon Weekend has exploded. And we talk about how Marathon Weekend in January has become more than just an endurance event. It is something that is a social event. Look at me. Non-runners like me like to participate. I'll be doing the 5K. No more halves for me. But now the Princess Marathon is really growing, not just for women, but for men who want to participate as well. 7,500 runners participated in the 2009 event. 19,000 competed last year. They're expecting more than 20,000 this year as well, too. Oftentimes, you'll find men in tiaras and and tutus running as well, too. It's all for a good cause. And don't forget, too, there's also the Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend, which you can sign up now before the price increases. That's November 9th through the 10th. That runs alongside the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. That's almost 90% full already, and the price is going to increase on July 18th, so you definitely want to sign up for that too. The good thing about that race, Glenn, is that when you end, they give you food. They give you food. So you do have some motivation to try and get to the finish line, or you could just go to the post-race party, which is, I think I do more good at the post-race party than I would actually do on the course as well. And if you're thinking about running in the Princess, the half, the full, the 5K, the Goofy, the Dopey, the Disneyland Half Marathon, don't forget you can also join the WDW Radio running team. Visit WDWRadio.com/running. Find out how you can be part of the team. It's a great way to participate, even if you're solo or running with other people, be part of the community and group. All we ask for is a $100 donation, or that you raise $100 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America. It's $35 to be part of the team. That gives you one of those cool tech wicking shirts, a headband, certificate. We help give you some training and guidance and coaching along the way as well too. Again, wdwradio.com/running. All right, let's move back over to Walt Disney World. You're excited because you know food is coming, but I've got bad news. Oh, I got a little bit of bad news first.
Wait, what?
There's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is that a lot of food and beverage locations at the Grand Floridian are closing. Don't be sad. It's only a temporary refurbishment. So, I know. Wait for it. Wait for it. Meisner's Lounge, which I love, Grand Floridian Society Orchestra in the background, that's closed from July 9th to the 14th, just a couple more days there. The pool bar is going to be closed through August 24th. Narcoosie's, the 9th to the 22nd. Citrico's, July 23rd to August 4th. And Gasparilla Grill from August 24th until December.
Gasparilla.
December. Don't worry. While those things are closed, Citrico's is going to be open. The Grand Floridian Cafe, 1900 Park Fair, in-room dining.
Yeah.
Victorian Albert's.
Yeah.
That's always a good alternative as well, too. So there's going to be some temporary closures here and there. But, of course, whatever they do that, you know it's going to be expanding. Gasparilla, fortunately, is going to expand. There's going to be additional seating because sometimes it gets a little crowded. What I love there is it's a great place to get food all the time, day or night, right? Located by the marina there as well. But there is going to be extended menus over at the beach pool bar and prepackaged food up at Meisner's Lounge. So if you do want to get something grab and go, you can go up to Meisner's as well. And if you want to head over to the Polynesian, Grand Floridian guests can use the amenities there as well. Go to Captain Cook's, make the largest Dole Whip that you possibly can. As long as it fits in the cone, you can take it with you. So, but I have more bad news,
what?
Slash good news, because California Grill is closing too. There's nowhere left to eat in Walt Disney World. No, I'm kidding, because beginning January 6th, 2013, so there goes your pre-carb, pre-race carb loading over at California Grill. That's going to close, reopen in late summer, but it's going to have a whole new look. Chef Brian Piasecki says it's going to be all that enhancing the interactive kitchen, that open interactive kitchen, which is great. We love going up there. The sushi there, arguably some of the best on property. When it reopens, I think there's a best sushi in Walt Disney World review coming up very, very soon.
Yeah.
But it's all about fresh food, seasonal menus, top-of-the-line sushi. The two private dining rooms are also going to remain there as well. All right, let's get away from food, but I promise we'll come back.
Please.
Heading out into people in the chat room are literally screaming. They're doing their best, Darth Vader. No, when they hear that food is closing, but I promise it is. It isn't coming. Come back. Will this affect the monorail? No, I don't believe so. Jimmy Kenny says, if all the restaurants in Walt Disney World close, it's the only reason why Lou would move back to New Jersey. That's true. Couple of quick minor updates. Again, the work on Storybook Circus and New Fantasyland. Really continuing to go on. The Casey Jr. Splash and Soak area really going to be, I think, very, very popular this summer, especially since it's July, and it's like 112 degrees with 95% humidity. But FastPass is now available for Dumbo, so you can get your FastPass ticket not at Dumbo right now, but over at Mickey's PhilharMagic. So right outside Mickey's PhilharMagic, that's where you get your FastPasses for Dumbo. I love the interactive, not the queueless queue. There is no more sort of standing in line waiting there. You enter the queue inside. It's air-conditioned. A lot of seating areas for adults. Great play area, sort of that post-mission space play area. You get your pager. Looks sort of like a restaurant pager, a circus ticket. When it's time to go on, you wait for 5 minutes, and then you ride one of the Dumbos. I know you were very sad when the Rapunzel meet-and-greet went away to be replaced by the Merida meet-and-greet over in Fantasyland. Well, good news, because now you can find her over at the Town Square Theater.
Nice.
At least temporarily, until that Princess meet-and-greet, which is where Snow White's Scary Adventures used to be, opens as well. Back to the... Now, I don't have just good news. I have great news. And there's a lot to be excited about for those of us who are food people. And mind you, we're sitting at Katsura Grill. We just finished dinner, and I'm still talking about... This is a pre-dinner nosh. Because Disney actually just released the menus for the Be Our Guest restaurant in the new Fantasyland. And as excited as I am for new Fantasyland because of the expansion, not just horizontally, but vertically, the new mountain ranges, obviously in 2014 when the E plus ticket attraction, that Seven Dwarfs Mine Coaster attraction opens. That is going to be really the huge draw. I love the water features. I love the flowing rivers, the waterfalls. But Be Our Guest Restaurant is exciting, not just because I love food, but because of what I think it represents. Because during the day, it's going to be counter service, and at night, it's going to switch over to be a table service restaurant, which I think the Magic Kingdom needs. But when we talk about food in the Magic Kingdom, we are seeing over time the quality of food and the selection of food changing and becoming area specific. So you go to Liberty Tree, you go to Sleepy Hollow Refreshments for chicken and waffles. You're finding different food in Adventureland. So you're finding different food depending on where you go. But it looks like the menu from Be Our Guest Restaurant is really going to be much more upscale in-park dining. So for example, and I'm going to completely butcher every single one of these names. I am not French. I don't speak French. So please correct me when I get them. Don't laugh, but I can eat French food. So for example, lunch during counter service. And these are counter service menu options. It's a tuna niçoise. It's got the C with the funny little thing on it. Niçoise salad. I don't know what that means, but it has tuna in it, which I dig. The croquet monsieur. It's carved ham with Gruyere. Wow. The guy from Afghanistan speaks better French than I do. Gruyere cheese and bechamel. Bechamel?
Yeah.
Sure, that sounds good enough to me. Carved turkey baguette with Dijon mayonnaise. A grilled steak sandwich with garlic butter spread. Palm frites, which I think means French fries. Braised pork, vegetable quiche, quinoa, shallot, and chive salad. So you said yay because you're vegetarian this week. So we're going to make you crumble, and I'm going to the tuna. So there's vegetarian options, but it's not just, we keep saying, it's not just hamburgers and hot dogs. Right. There's such a great variety. So tuna, carved ham, turkey baguette, steak sandwich, braised pork, quiche. It's a great option, a great wide variety of options other than some of the things you'll find elsewhere. For those kids 9 and under, turkey sandwich, roasted pulled pork, Mickey meatloaf. So the kids get seared mahi-mahi. I'm going to be ordering off the kids' menu probably more than once.
Yeah.
And here, so now there's also this trend towards healthier options, whole grain macaroni with marinara and mozzarella. And for dinner, the menu obviously changes.
Right.
Right, well, that I can pronounce right, because just in case my mom's listening. So for dinner, some of the options include, and I'm going to get this wrong too, I hear it in my mind, but the charcuterie plate with cured meats and sausages. You are speaking my language, Be Our Guest Restaurant. Steamed mussels and a white wine sauce, French onion or potato. Uh-oh. People in the background are going, oohs. We're getting oohs and ahs, like I'm opening up presents for Christmas. Salad with champagne vinaigrette and a salad trio. And here are the entrees. Here are the sit-down table service entrees. Thyme-scented pork rack chop. Thyme-scented pork rack chop served with au gratin pasta. Mm. Rotisserie rock hen with roasted fingerling potatoes.
Yeah.
Pan-seared salmon in leek fondue. You're creeping me out. Yeah. Grilled strip steak with palm frites. Sauteed shrimps and scallops with vegetables and a puff pastry served with creamy lobster sauce.
Ooh.
And oven-baked, wait for it, ratatouille. Like the movie.
Wait, like that sound like the cast of Food Rock.
And kids get grilled, again, healthy options, grilled steak, grilled fish, whole grain macaroni, and grilled chicken breast. So those are the options, all of which are healthy options for the kids. But once they get past that, it's time for dessert. Strawberry cream cheese cupcakes, triple chocolate cupcakes, chocolate cream puff, and passion fruit cream puffs.
Wow.
I sense multiple long extended research trips when Be Our Guest Restaurant.
On Becky. Yeah.
It's going to be
Becky's treat.
It's going to be a great holiday season at Walt Disney World when the Be Our Guest Restaurant opens. Now, again, there is no specific opening day. People in the box who are watching live are already sort of picking out some of their favorites. They're digging the rock hen. Dren Hopkins says, I am so hungry right now. Seriously, not just because I'm a food person, but I think the type of food options that are there, beyond the healthy options for the kids, is exciting because it's not traditional theme park fare. Disney has really sort of upped it once again. So now necessarily Epcot and World Showcase isn't necessarily the only place to go in order to get a great sit-down meal.
Yep.
We don't have an official opening date for when Be Our Guest is going to be. I know people in the box are already asking when. Okay, now I want to start making my ADRs. We don't know when that window specifically is going to open. I think the best way to find out is pay attention to the Disney Parks blog or follow Walt Disney World or Disney Parks on Twitter. That's probably the quickest way to find out.
Or just go every day and sleep.
Or just camp out in front of Fantasyland. All right, so I didn't, listen, I don't make the news, I just report it, but the rest of the news is also about food. Because starting August 14th, it's just about a month away, you can start making reservations for Party for the Senses and other special wine and culinary programs over at the 17th annual Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. The Food and Wine Festival is the most wonderful time of the year. I'm looking right at you, Glenn Whelan, because you know how much we enjoy it. Party for the Senses is a grand tasting event. It's October 6th, 13th, 20th, 27th, and November 3rd. And it takes place in the old Millennium Village, which is now World Showplace. And there are lots of different sampling platters from different chefs around World Showcase and Walt Disney World Resort. 50 wines and beers, live entertainment. There's also additional programs and wine tastings and pairings. You can learn how to make food. I can teach you how to eat food on our walkabout, which we do every year. But there's a lot of great seminars and things like that as well. We did Party for the Senses last year. And if you are I think you need to really be sort of a foodie or be interested. It is a phenomenal add-on experience. Obviously, it's a ticketed event, but it's a wonderful evening in Epcot that, you know, you don't have to wander World Showcase or wander the resort in order to try such a wide variety of different things. We were really turned on to a lot of different flavors from around the resort. So it was a chef from Sanaa, a chef from Boma, a chef from Chico, from California Grill. Great entertainment, sampling, Cirque du Soleil last year. It's a great venue. They also have the wine lounge, which you can do in there as well, too. As we get closer, trust me, I promise we'll talk about this even more as well, too. To make reservations or for more information, call 407-WDW-FEST or just call me and we'll talk about it together. Don't forget also, too, there's also the Eat to the Beat concert series, the free concert that takes place at the America Gardens Theater. We're right at the end right now of the summer concert series. So you might be able to hear the Police tribute band in the background. And you know, actually this year, the Food and Wine Festival was named one of the best food and wine festivals by the Travel Channel. And that's gonna begin for 46 days. It was 45 last year, so now it's even longer, starting September 28th. Really digging it. Disneyworld.com/foodandwine. And the final food-related sort of news item of the week, because it's got a lot of talk on the Disney Parks blog and on Twitter and on Facebook and all the social channels. We were sort of joking about this before, because I think people weren't sure, smell me, if it was a joke or if it was real or not, because on the Disney Parks blog this week, our friend Gary Buchanan, Wacky Gary, you've seen him on the Disney Parks blog videos, introduced a new merchandise / you can't eat it, but it's food related, air fresheners that, I'm not kidding, that deal with food scents around the park. So probably 2 years ago, we did a top 10 segment of the show, and it was the top 10 smells of Walt Disney World. Yeah. Believe it or not, people resonated with the musty water smell from Pirates. You can't get that, but what you can get are turkey legs, Mickey ice cream bars, candy apples, and a Mickey waffle scent.
Yeah.
So someone in the box before said, I don't want my car to smell like meat, but I absolutely want it to smell like a Mickey waffle, because we talk about the parks being a multi-sensory experience. It's not just what you see and touch and taste, but those smells, whether it's the musty water smell, the popcorn on Main Street, whatever it might be, those are some of the things that really bring back some of our early memories, and it's very comforting, and it brings back a sense of nostalgia. So people were very excited about this. People in the box are saying, again, they're picking out ones that they want, whether it's the Mickey waffle, they want the oranges, or some other people want the oranges from Soarin' / Horizons. The Rome burning scent. So I posted on the Parks blog, I said, I think too, we should bring in the Rome burning scent, the oranges, the musty water smell, but not, we don't want the skunk smell from Figment.
Nope.
We don't want the chili dog burp from Stitch's Great Escape. But so this is the question of the week. This is where I want to hear from you, whether you're watching live on YouTube, on the blog, or listening in the iTunes feed. What scent would you like to, what scent would you like to have in an air freshener? What scent would you like to be able to take home from Walt Disney World, whether it's in an air freshener, a a wickless candle, whatever it may be, if you could bring home a scent from Walt Disney World and capture it on your desk or in your car or whatever it may be, leave your comments right here on YouTube, on the blog, or by visiting the show notes over at wdwradio.com. That is going to do it for this week's show. Again, be sure to join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern over at wdwradiolive.com. I want to thank all of you who joined us live here in Epcot Center in Japan. You just missed the carnage of us actually eating dinner, which is probably good that you didn't see it. Thanks to all of you who are watching live. Thanks again due to Basque NYC. You can visit them over at basquenyc.com or basqueitsasmallworld.com. Like them on Facebook, friend them there, share some of your stories. You may be entitled to get a free product and to review it and post it on their Facebook page. It's a great opportunity to check it out and try it. And free, again, always good. What's that website again? It's Basque NYC. Basque, it's a small world. B-A-S-Q, it's a small world. So that's going to do it for this week. Make sure you visit the website also at wwradio.com for daily blog posts, contests, videos, photo galleries, discussion forums, products, all that kind of good stuff. I am Lou Mangiello from, obviously, wwradio.com. Join us again next week. Thank you guys so very much for watching. Thank you guys for joining us live. So until next week, have a great week, everybody. See ya.